Phoenix is looking to sell some of the property it owns and for the first time is listing it online. Potential buyers can see locations in some of the nearby demographics. Price tags range from less than $100,000 to more than $2 million. With me to talk about this is Paul Blue, Phoenix's deputy city manager. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
So how many properties are we talking about that the city is listing online looking to sell?
So we're in a process of trying to identify all of the property that is excess that isn't required to deliver current services. And so we're mostly through about 80% through our review, and currently we're at a number that's about 650 properties.
So why is it that the city is looking to get rid of these?
Well, in some cases, some of these properties are excess strips of land that were related to acquisitions for street development. And so sometimes they're 10 feet wide and 50 feet long, not very usable for development, and so there was not a lot of attention to disposing of these. But the city manager asked staff to go pursue this past fall aggressive disposal of these pieces of land, and so that's what we've been doing for the last 4 or 5 months.
Why now? I mean, is it a matter of market prices are such where this is just a good time to sell? Is there another reason why the city is looking to do this right now?
I think it's a matter of good government. We're just, we have an opportunity to put land back into production and have good new development happen in neighborhoods. In some cases, we own residential property as a part of our housing department. And so we're, instead of being in the position of we're owning the land, we're going to make it available to private families who are going to go out and purchase perhaps their first home in neighborhoods surrounding Phoenix where we have owned those houses over time.
Are there particular uses, obviously in a neighborhood you're looking for a home to be built, but in some of the non-residential areas, are there certain uses that you're hoping for or that you've directed the sellers to try to find somebody who fits a particular need?
Well, we're going to follow what the market says it needs, and so the first goal that you would pursue in evaluating that is what's the underlying existing zoning already authorized by the city council in times past. And that's the first guide for you. So if this is a commercially zoned property that would allow a retail use or a small office building, that we're letting the market dictate what makes most sense rather than us dictate what makes sense. We always spend time making sure we interact with the affected surrounding property owners, neighborhoods, the council offices that are affected, and to make sure we are aware of uses that are challenging for the neighborhood. But most fundamentally, our goal is to try and provide access to the properties to the private sector and then let the private sector kind of dictate what they believe to be the most productive, beneficial use.
How much money does the city stand to make from selling this land?
Well, you know, for these properties that have yet to be disposed, which is about 500, it's hard to say. But I can tell you, late 2014 to date, the city has brought in one-time money just under $18 million.
That seems like a lot of money.
It is. We'll take money where we can find it.
That's Paul Blue. He's Phoenix's deputy city manager. Paul, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much.